We play and call it work.
Mini Wargamer Dave here from MiniWargamer.com. Welcome, Wargamers, to another Sit and Talk. It's been a while since we've done this, a couple weeks, and so I was in Boston and I was in Valhalla, so I was traveling, so I wasn't able to do it. But we are reinstituting it, we're just kind of resetting it, and we're going forward. For next week's Sit and Talk, it will be Chris, so if you want to leave your comments for Chris for next week, make sure to leave them in the comments below. So, without further ado, I'm just going to jump right in here to the questions that you guys have left. DT says, Dave, if you were a Tau unit, which would you be? Failure to answer with a valid Tau unit will result in a penalty of going and telling Matt that you want to play as his Tau for a bat rep. For my next bat rep, okay, fine, I'll answer the question. I would be a stealth suit. And the reason why is because Shaz the Drunken Tau is a fun Tau. He is the one and only Tau that is a good Tau, and he's a stealth suit. No, he's not. He's not even a stealth suit. You make this really hard, you know. It's ridiculous. Common Ubiquitous Scarab. Hey Dave, a couple of questions real quick. One, if you were a commander under a Chaos Lord such as Abaddon, would you be eternally loyal to him or try and usurp him? Usurp. Two, if you could be a demon, what would you be? Gull Vorback, maybe? I think they're pretty cool. Three, if you were to have any job or role or become someone who, or what would it be and why? Steve said he would be a cook. Anyway, enough of the questions. I love what has been going on in the channel recently. All hail the four-armed god, and keep up the good work. So if I could be anything, I would be... I think I would be a... Wow, you really, you know, you messed me up with the Tau question, deity. So, like, all subsequent questions will be tainted by the stench of rotten fish, and it's hard for me to think of... Let's see, what would I be? I think I would want to be a... psychiatrist. Why? Because I am a good person who likes people. The Thousandth Son says, hey Dave, in a video a few years ago, I saw you fantasizing about taking Defi as a warlord in your Chaos Army. With the Hellforge Warpack formation in Traitor's Hate, one vehicle says a Defiler gains a character unit type. Is it not time to live this dream? Is it not time for Defi to take his rightful place at the head of the Black Crusade? Yes, it is actually, and I have fielded that formation before, and it is a beautiful formation. It's a lovely formation, and I will do so. However, here's one thing. With the Hellforge Warpack formation, that one character gets a better inborn save. And because of that, it makes it very tempting to actually give it to a Mauler Fiend, because he's able to run up in combat and make challenges, have his Lasher Tendrils, and just wreck face against whatever he fights against. So the temptation to do that is really, really big versus making Defi the Warlord. I know it sounds crazy, but you know, maybe the greed is setting in. It's possible. Maylin says, Dave, long-time listener, first-time requester. One of my favorite older MWG videos was seeing Chris burst through a wall of cardboard boxes and yell, oh yeah, in his best Kool-Aid man impression. This is the kind of shenanigans we need to see more of. When you burst into his office and give him your best, oh yeah, if he is not there, then bursting into someone other slash studio would also bring a smile to this grizzled face. Your wish is my command. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Mylin, says Dave. Nope, sorry, I just read your comment. Miso Miso, says Dave, for your next eating contest, I dare you to eat scorpions. That is all. That's not a bad idea. Crazy4394 says, Dave, I just started a Khorne Demakin army. They seem like a good foil, and yet similar playstyle to the Black Templar army I have. I really want to find a way to get Karn the Betrayer in a list. Since he is not in the book, is there a way to do this where he can still help with the blood points? Unfortunately, because he does not have Blood for the Blood God special rule, there is no way for him to help with the blood tithe. Which is very ironic. You would think that he would be part of it, but you gotta have that special rule, and he doesn't. How can he not have Blood for the Blood God special rule? I think that's ridiculous. Karanak is able to do it, but maybe it's because he's a demon of Khorne. I don't know the answer. I don't know the logic. All I know is that he's not included, and it's very difficult unless you bring him as an allied detachment, or... Yeah, it's basically the only way. I'm sorry. Thousand Sun Sorcerer. Dave, I am starting a Khorne Demakin army. Not sure which formations I should try and collect. I play against Dark Eldar and occasionally Blood Angels. You're going to want to get a lot of Bloodletters because basically you need them to flesh out your army. You need to have a Slaughter Cult. You want to get that extra Blood Tide point off. And you want the Charnel Cohort, which means that you need more Bloodletters. Also, you need some Blood Crushers. Some Skull Cannons would be good. I suggest getting some Flesh Hounds in addition to Bikers, Khorne Bikers. You don't normally see them, but they're good to have because they are small, they're fast, they're hard-hitting, and they can get you Blood Tithe points easily. You need some Spawn. Collect some Spawn as well. Very important. And I would say Garden Variety Chaos Lord, because you want to put the Korlath Axe of Ruin on him, because you want your ability to become a Bloodthirster once he dies, because you want him to die. You don't really care if he lives. You want him to die because you want him to become a Bloodthirster. You want him to reach his full potential. Those are my suggestions in a nutshell for collecting Khorne Demakin army. Jake Diewald, Dave, three questions. Can you do a Space Wolf narrative campaign, either just them or tie them into a Mini Wargaming House chapter via a Great Hunt storyline? Space Wolves narrative campaign. I think that would make for a very interesting narrative campaign. And right now I've gotten Lee to make up a whole bunch more Grey Hunters to add to my Space Wolves army. In addition to this, there are some special weapons that he's creating for me, which I'm very happy about. Some Meltas and Flamers and Plasma Guns. So that is all good and everything. And I love the Wolfen, so it's going to have to be maybe something surrounding the Wolfen would be pretty sweet. We got some cool terrain, too, that we can use for that, because you need to have some cool terrain to add to the Space Wolf, any sort of campaign. But that is a fantastic idea. I love the wolves. Being Viking in real life, I have an affinity towards them, so I appreciate the suggestion. I know you probably, for those of you who don't know, and you're thinking, Dave, you don't look like a Viking. It's because I don't look like a Viking. It's because I'm half Chinese and half Viking. Hence the Kung Fu Viking. That's why I say that. But if you, it's true. Okay, you look at my dad, Papa Smurf. Basically born in the wrong century. He's a Viking. Two, instead of or in addition to a Space Wolf narrative campaign, please do a Space Wolf and or Chaplain / Legion Path to Glory. You know what? That is an idea that I had this morning, completely independent of your suggestion right now. And so, clearly, more than one person is thinking on the same wavelength here. So, I think that will be in the future. Will certainly be in the future, because Path of Glory in general is just a lot of fun. Might even be interesting to do non-chaos Path of Glory. Just replace the unit types. And three, When can we expect more small-scale, model count, not length, campaigns? They're fun to watch than just bat reps, but quicker to play and film than larger ones or ones where you build up an army. Huh. Well, I'm working on the next one, and I recently posted a video in the vault with the playtest for this next campaign. It's a side-scroller campaign. And what does that mean? It's the playstyle. So the board is a vertical board, and it's completely different. It was custom made for the next campaign that I'm making, and I'll be filming that very shortly. So it's funny you should say that, because it's not a Path to Glory narrative campaign. It's its own thing. Data, Wargaming, Dave, Path to Glory as Space Marine Sergeant trying to become the next captain of his company versus Chaos Space Marine Sergeant, or Champion, trying to become a Chaos Lord of Korn / Sorcerer of Tzeentch. Give them +1 wound and ignore reroll Spawnhood and Dark Apotheosis results for the Chaos Space Marine Sergeant. Lots of good ideas for campaigns, and I know that you guys like Path to Glory. I like Path to Glory. We've done 40K Path to Glories. And there's been some Age of Sigmar Path to Glories as well. But the Path to Glory for 40K, they've all been successful. We gauge the success of a campaign by its vault signups. So if you guys like a certain campaign type, then just know that when you sign up to the vault, it shows us that it's something that we can continue, because that's why we do it. We do it so that we can increase the vault, so that we can continue to make videos, because that's how we run everything. That's how many Wargaming exists, is by through vault memberships. So that's just so you know. Let's see. Chosen One says, Dave, any tales from Valhalla you wish to share? Well, there was a pretty sweet short film that I made with Wargamer girl, Miranda, and it was a Rangers short film, and we had a good chance to fight in the snowy mountains. That was fun. That will be included on the DVD Blu-ray. It's a special feature that will be included on that of the next Rangers movie that is coming out, which I'll be doing a Kickstarter for very soon. So, it's a full-length feature movie. It's more than 90 minutes long. We spent the entire summer working on it, and we need more to complete it, so hence the Kickstarter. And stay tuned for details about that. I'm really excited. I don't want to give anything away right now, because there's just so much stuff that I'm going to show you once I launch the Kickstarter. I'm super excited about that. Rologo says, hey Dave, how does your typical day in the office goes? You arrive, you check your emails, scheduled to do some chaos worship or burn some dice for the dice gods. How does it go? Let's see. What does my day consist of? Typically, it's not checking emails. I'm actually really poor at checking emails. It takes me a couple days at least to get back, if not more, emails. What I do like to do is organize. I'm a big fan of organization. Ironically, because of the chaos, you see, I like to organize things. I like to talk to people. If there isn't a game going on, then usually it's preparation for a campaign or something of that sort. Or making another video that's not a battle report video, so it could be something else. Every day is different, okay? Like, I don't know what you want here. You want me to confess all of the problems that I have, and I'm gonna tell you them. Not now. Secondly, did you ever thought about changing the follower table on the Path to Glory campaigns to be less character / vehicle heavy, like 1-3 troops, 4-5 characters, 6 vehicle? Not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that for the next campaign, because it seems to be character vehicle heavy, right? If you guys agree, then project that thought into the universe and I'll receive it. Because I tap into the warp every morning at 9 a.m. when I arrive at work. That is part of my daily routine. Oh, I just gave that away. Aksu says, Dave, you should play some Age of Sigmar. Have you not seen how juicy the Khorne models are? And what's up with the delay in Sit and Talks? Also, give Steve a wet willy and film it. I would, man. But he's not here today, unfortunately, so... it's giving me joy just thinking about that. So much joy. You know what? Hold on, okay, now it's time for another thing. It's very important that everybody email Quirk. Quirk@miniwargaming.com is his email. Q-U-I-R-K, Quirk@miniwargaming.com. And say to him, hello, Beverly, how are you today? Or you could say, you know, Beverly, you look like you need a hug. I'm going to give you one. He recently hurt his knee. You could also say, looks like your knee is hurting, Beverly. I hope your knee gets better. It really doesn't matter what you put, just as long as you call him Beverly, because for some reason he hates it. And it's hilarious. So that's all. That's all I'm going to say. That's how I'm going to pass forward my love. I do it in this way. I love to stir it up. I just do. It's giving me joyful, uncontrollable twinkles of smiles just thinking of his reaction when he's reading this full inbox full of emails or his phone exploding because of the amount of emails that he's getting. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And he's going to go around and he's going to think, who did this? Who was it that did it? And it'll be traced back to the Sit and Talk. But that's okay. Because there's nothing he can do about it. He has no control over this sector of the universe. Beverly. You could also say, hey, Beverly, I heard that Ludas have two wounds. But no, that's just mean. That's one mistake he made a long time ago. And he mustn't forget it. I love it. You know what? I can see you guys doing it right now. I can see you guys opening up another tab and emailing Quirk. Because it's just so awesome. In fact, I'll give you another 20 seconds to finish your email. Because that's just the perfect thing right now. This will make us all happy. We're all in this together. Quirk@miniwargaming.com. That's the email address.
Oh, thank you for making me love life so much.
Relogos, that's a very good idea for the Path to Glory and the kind of altering the table to make it so it's you roll on the. In fact, it might even be something like you roll a 1, it's a character, you roll a 2 to 5, it's a troops, and you roll a 6, it's a vehicle. It might even be something like that. I think would be better. Crazy 4394 says, Dave, please tell Quirk I have a fully painted Deadpool model and I use him as my assassin. I think he will appreciate this. Unfortunately, I can't attach a photo. Okay. Crazy 4394 has a fully painted Deadpool model that he uses as his assassin.
Oh, that's awesome. I would like to see that.
As which assassin?
Probably the Vindicare.
You think?
Probably.
Maybe one of the other ones, potentially.
Well, the Vindicare is the one that's like best built to look like Deadpool.
Yeah, be the close combat-y one.
That's true.
I'm not gonna lie, that's really cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that model too. Dave@miniwargaming.com. You wanna show me a picture of your Deadpool assassin? I'd like to see it. Heck, if you paint it up. Well, I was going to say, if you painted up a Deadpool model and you send it to me, I would use it in a bat rep in a really cool assassin mission. But you don't have to do that. Although that being said, if I did receive one, I would use one. But anyway, let's see here. Data Wargaming says, Day, Path of Glory, Space Marine Sergeant trying to become the next... Oh, wait, hold on. I already read that. I apologize. Got to pay more attention. Kasadar, the spymaster, says, Dave, first a story you ought to get a laugh from. At least I hope you do. So I built the Khorne / Slaanesh army, Khorne cultists, Slaanesh for Demon Prince and Possessed. And it uses two formations, Khornate, the Lost and the Damned, and a Slaaneshi Favorite of Chaos. And I brought it to my LGS, my local gaming store, where we had a guy being sort of a jerk with Dark Eldar, so I challenged him to an 1850 point game. I kid you not. He cannot touch the Demon Prince and totally got face rolled by wave after wave of cultists. I think I ended up getting the 4 plus about 3 quarters of the game, but the Demon Prince, which he charged with his Archon and pals, they all got one shot, and then just to add insult to injury, none of his reserves came on until turn 4 in a game that went on for 7 turns. Anyway, on to the questions. I like that story. I'm not going to lie. That's a really good story. That actually makes me want to bring The Lost and the Damned in the Favor of Chaos. Because Favorite of Chaos is amazing. I brought that a number of times. Lost and the Damned, I brought it once. Lost and the Damned formation is the Dark Apostle and the Chaos Cultists that keep on respawning, for those who don't know. And the Favorite of Chaos formation, for those who don't know, is the Demon Prince with Possessed. And when the Possessed are within 12 of the Demon Prince, I believe, they get all of their Vessels of the Chaos special rules, which means they get +1 attack, +1 initiative, reroll 2 wound, and AP3 weapons. So that is all amazing. That's just awesome. So on to the questions. What is your least favorite Imperial faction for fluff or mechanical reasons? Mine is a little bit of both on Grey Knights and Ultra Smurfs, but that may just be the writing.
Least favorites.
Least favorite is probably the one I play least often or have never played. It's probably Grey Knights. Because they're just too they're too rigid. They're too by the book. I like some flexibility. So when they're saying that there's only one way and no other way, fluff wise, that's actually, fluff is really cool, actually. But for game, the fluff actually affects the gameplay, I think, because it makes you feel like that's what they're thinking as you're feeling them. So that general attitude permeates through everything, and so it makes you think a certain way about the models. That's how I think they are. I think they're a bunch of demon-killing Nazis, so I don't like them. 2. Do you take list suggestions via email / random comment on one of your bat reps? If so, is it the normal email one might use to challenge you? Yes. Dave at miniwargaming.com is the email that you use to challenge me. No, actually, that's incorrect. It's support at miniwargaming.com. That's the one that you email for setting up battles. But if you want to email me a list, a suggestion for a list, then that's the one. It's the Dave email. I may not get to it right away, or depending what it is, if it's spammy, then it just won't respond to it. I'm just going to put a disclaimer out there. But if it's a legitimate thing, then there's a good chance. 3. How do you balance having a lot of large, unupgraded units versus having a few small elite units? I find that I prefer a swarm tactics. How do I balance? Well, having the amount of models that I have at my disposal, one could argue that I have a lot of options. And this is true. I do. The Chaos Collection is nearing 50,000 points. So I can build pretty much whatever I want. Not everything, but pretty much. So when an opponent comes in, what I like to do is he helps me make my list. Because then it's semi-balanced versus what I'm fighting. And then we leave it up to the dice gods to determine who wins the battle. Because I could, every single time, bring 8 Helldrakes, but that's boring to watch. Know what I'm saying? Or I can spam stuff, but I'm not going to because that's not an interesting battle report. An interesting battle report, to me, in my humble opinion, is one that is close all the way through until the very end. And then it feels like just through the pure grit and grind of the battle that one comes out victorious, just barely scrapes in a victory. And that is my favorite type of bat rep, and that is my goal. is to achieve that every time. I don't always get it, and normally it happens when I'm fighting with a new army, or I'm fighting against an army I don't know very well, or even just dice rolls. But that's my goal, and those are the ones that I enjoy the most, is ones that are very close. Go on to, like, at least turn 5. Not turn 2 tabling. That is not a good battle to me in my mind. Whether I table somebody or somebody tables me, it doesn't matter, both ways. So that's how I balance it. I actually look at my opponent's list and I tailor my list to their list, but with their help. I don't do it without their knowledge. I get them to sit beside me and we make a list together. Because in the end, the goal is to have fun and to make an entertaining battle report. That's my goal. I don't play off camera. In fact, I can count on one hand the amount of times that I have played 40K off camera. I have always played on camera. 4, if you were to get a mark of chaos, where would you want it and which mark? I assume Khorne, but who knows? Khorne on chest, probably. 5, do any of the Primarchs look like anyone you know? For instance, the art of Rogel Dorn with mustache, which will clearly supply a 2 feel no pain, 3 wound, 3 bliss of skill, 10 leadership. Looks like my uncle. Well, I think Angron kind of looks like my uncle, but I don't know. That is all, and until next time, may Quirk roll spawnhood and all the paths to so many glories. Yes, I hope he does too, because his reaction is good when he rolls poorly, and he rolls poorly quite often. So his reaction is good most of the time. That's all the time I have for questions right now. Remember next week to leave comments for Chris. Click on the link below to watch the continuation of the Sit and Talk. It'll be in the vault. It'll be a sit and vault. I will grab comments left by vault members and respond to them. And I will continue this in the vault. And also one last thing. Please do remember to email Quirk, quirk@miniwargaming.com, and to call him Beverly, and to wish him a good day, and to wish him that his knee gets better. He injured his knee. He's walking around with a knee brace right now. Also that his mohawk looks good. And this is a good one that you should tell him. Tell him he has broad shoulders, and if he worked out, he would be a tank. If you told him that, that would make me very happy. If he came up to me one day next week and he says, Dave, someone told me that I have broad shoulders and that if I worked out, I'd be a tank, that would make my day. So please do that. Anyway, vault members, see you in the next video. Click on the link below for that, and happy wargaming.